Ever wondered how a guide dog becomes a guide dog? Well, wonder no more. Director Dana Nachman takes on the topic in her newest documentary, Pick of the Litter. The film follows a litter of five puppies on their journey to train as guide dogs. Poppet, Potomac, Patriot, Primrose, and Phil get put through their paces throughout the 80-minute journey. Nachman said she came up with the idea after doing several shorter stories on guide dogs for the blind during her tenure as an NBC journalist. She just felt two-minute stories only scratched the surface of the topic. Nachman knew there was so much more to this.
We settled on Guide Dogs for the Blind because they had enough infrastructure as an organization to deal with us, because it's not that easy. There was a lot of logistics. And so we needed an organization that was organized enough and big enough, really, and, you know, willing, although all the places were willing, they were into it, to let us profile them. And so we settled on Guide Dogs for the Blind, you know, just because we thought they could handle it.
Nachman got the idea to follow a litter of puppies from a story her mom did doing exactly that. Nachman knew it would take a while to capture the whole story from beginning to end, but she also believed it was a story well worth sharing.
They were born on June 2nd, 2015, and actually we stopped shooting right around more than 2.5 years. So that was March last year we finished shooting, and then we started editing, and we had it done by January.
Every film has its own issues. Nachman said filmmakers are always learning, and there are always things that happen on a shoot that you just don't expect. On Pick of the Litter, Nachman said they shot for 120 days. The average shooting time of her previous films was 40 days, so there was a lot of footage.
You know, that was both an interesting challenge during the shooting of it and the editing, for sure, because, you know, we could have shot every day with these dogs, you know, over 2.5 years, but we, of course, didn't have enough money for that. And so we needed to pick and choose when we were shooting and make sure we made the right decisions. We were very nervous we wouldn't be there when something big would happen, you know, so it was a little challenging in that respect.
When it came down to editing, Nachman said the first cut of the training sequence in the second half of the film was 120 minutes by itself. Now the movie runs 80 minutes in total, a length Nachman believes is perfect for a documentary. Nachman said the editing process required a lot of culling to get the film down to size. Then there was the challenge of filming the dogs.
When they're training, they really, I don't know if you could tell while watching the film, but they walk so fast. And so we had to, like, concoct this entire camera rig so that it was, like, this little teeny camera on this gimbal on this monopod so that we could like, walk really fast and it wouldn't be shaking all over and you could still really feel engaged with the animals. So that was a real challenge.
Perhaps it's not surprising that one of the biggest things Nachman took away with her after working on this film was the pleasure of seeing these dogs impact their owners' lives in a profound way.
The visually impaired man who got one of the dogs, who shall remain nameless, is named Ron. And when I first met him, you know, he wasn't shy, but he was a little closed. And now when you hear his voicemail after he has his dog, he sounds like a different person. I mean, he is a different person. And I think that's an amazing thing to see somebody come out of their shell all because of a dog. It's amazing.
Pick of the Litter screens at the 2018 Omaha Film Festival on Friday, March 9th from 8:15 to 9:35 p.m. at the Village Point Cinema. Filmmakers Dana Nachman and Don Hardy will be in attendance to answer questions from the audience. The Omaha Film Festival takes place March 6th through the 11th. For a complete schedule of films and events, the website is omahafilmfestival.org. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.